Ominous words from Mikhail Gorbachev. The Soviet president has warned the Lithuanian people to abandon their self-proclaimed independence and negotiate with the Kremlin or face what he called grave consequences. The official TASS news agency report did not spell out what Gorbachev meant to do, but quoted him as saying the Soviet people are demanding action to defend the country's constitution and protect its citizens from the harm he said would be caused by the separatists. Reporter Jan Charlton in Moscow says there's good reason for concern about Gorbachev's warning.
Particularly on this weekend when most foreign journalists are having to leave Vilnius, the tone of this is rather ominous. The Lithuanians are very concerned that as soon as all of the foreign journalists are out of the country, the Soviets will be able to take whatever action they might want without the eyes of the world watching.
There was a pro-Lithuanian demonstration in Moscow today. About 700 people turned out in Gorky Park to call for Kremlin restraint. Earlier today, a Soviet military official warned that there might be tragic consequences for Lithuanians who have deserted from the Red Army if they don't return to their barracks. And Soviet troops occupy the main newspaper printing plant in the Baltic Republic. Poland is demanding that a unified Germany guarantee in writing that Poland's present western border will not be changed. Prime Minister Tadeusz Mazowiecki said Warsaw wants the guarantee to appear in the wording of the new German constitution. Polish officials also stood firm today on their plan to initiate direct flights from Warsaw to Tel Aviv to carry Soviet Jews to Israel. They said the shooting of a Polish diplomat and his wife in Beirut by Arabs opposed to the airlift would not change their decision. Officials in Sacramento have moved to overturn a stay that has delayed next week's scheduled execution of a convicted murderer. Chris Simon of CBS station KNX reports.
California's request to dissolve the stay of execution for killer Robert Alton Harris is now in the hands of Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. State Attorney General John Vandekamp says a positive decision could mean, in effect, nothing's changed for the condemned man.
And if they rule for us dissolving the stay, it is possible still that the execution could go forward as planned on the 3rd.
Now, that stay was granted by federal judge John Noonan, who suggested Harris may not have had competent psychiatric help in his first trial. Vandekamp says this is a point that the high court is well familiar with.
The defense had effective assistance of psychiatric counsel at the time of trial. Guilt phase and penalty phase, two of the best in San Diego.
A decision could come by Monday morning. Harris was convicted of murdering two San Diego teens back in 1978. His would be the first California execution in 23 years. Chris Simon for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Three prisoners from the Yellowstone County Jail in Billings, Montana are still at large after breaking out last night. One of the escapees had just been taken off death row. Officials say they were among seven who cut their way through a screen in the recreation yard. Four of them have been recaptured. 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
Hoyt Axton, how's it going?
Not so good, Merlin. I can't seem to sing sad songs no more.
Why?
Well, some adoring fan sent me this bouquet.
It's an FTD pick-me-up.
How can I sing sad songs when it feels so good? And when's this feeling go away anyhow?
My friend, the feeling never ends.
Well, what do I do now?
Try singing happy songs.
There's an idea.
If you know someone singing a sad tune, send an FTD pick-me-up.
Please don't let this feeling end.
Here they are, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm every girl's dream.
The Laker Girls.
And every man's fantasy.
Laker.
I love the fame. The girls are my best friends.
Oh.
And there's nothing like all that attention from all those men. When you're a Laker girl, it's more than just a game.
A world premiere movie, Laker Girls.
Ouch. It doesn't get any hotter than this.
Tuesday on CBS.
Black South African leader Nelson Mandela has postponed talks with his country's white leadership. He said the cancellation of the meeting 12 days from now with President F.W. de Klerk was due to what he called the massacre of anti-government demonstrators last Monday near Johannesburg. Panama is lifting the curfew that's been in effect since the U.S. invasion more than 3 months ago. Vice President Calderon says for the first time since last December 20th, residents of Panama City and Colón will be allowed to be on the streets between 3 a.m. and dawn. Buffalo, New York could be the scene of a monumental traffic jam come Monday morning because of a budget crunch. The Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority is threatening to shut down the area's bus and subway system after tonight's run. City officials wanted to divert funds from other uses, but county officials said no. A rare event, a woman gave premature birth to a twin girl 15 weeks before her sister is due for delivery. Mother and baby reported in good condition today at an Atlanta hospital. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News. CBS News, this is Mitchell Krause. The driver of a Southeastern Trailways bus carrying Greyhound passengers is now out of surgery in a Nashville hospital. Doctors are trying to save his left arm, which was hit by bullets fired from a passing truck on the road between Nashville and Louisville. None of the 75 passengers aboard was injured. Greyhound spokeswoman Elizabeth Hale.
We are going to extend the reward to this shooting, too, because it was a Greyhound schedule, although it was being operated by Southeastern Trailways. We have a pooling agreement, and sometimes Southeastern Trailways operates that schedule, but the $100,000 reward is definitely in effect for last night's shooting in Nashville.
Greyhound says there have been 28 other shooting incidents during the month-long driver's strike, along with 70 bomb threats and 100 other cases of violence or threats to Greyhound facilities. The company scrubbed planned talks with the union tomorrow, saying it will not resume negotiations until the violence stops. The union denies any role in the incidents. Americans in Honduras have been alerted to stay at home following the shooting of 8 U.S. servicemen who were wounded while returning to a military base from a beach resort. A leftist guerrilla group claimed responsibility. The U.S. Southern Command says no effort was made to stop the attacker's vehicle. The bus kept going to the base where medical help was available. Americans have been threatened in 2 other countries. Communist rebels in the Philippines say they'll intensify their attacks on U.S. targets until the U.S. abandon its bases in the Philippines, and a previously unknown Muslim group told a Jordanian newspaper that it would kill Americans in reprisal for what it called Washington's anti-Arab campaigns. Dozens of Soviet military vehicles were unloaded from railroad cars in Vilnius today in an apparent move to convince Lithuanians that the Kremlin is serious about its threats over the Baltic Republic's independence moves. The armored personnel carriers drove to a base 3 miles from the Parliament building in full view of thousands of Lithuanians out for a Sunday stroll. All foreign journalists have been ordered out of Lithuania as of today. The Senate is due to vote on a sweeping clean air bill early this week, and EPA Administrator William Riley says he's delighted with it.
We have moved the clean air issue faster, farther than I would ever have expected. This has been a bill that's been 13 years coming. It's been stalemated throughout the 1980s. The president's commitment made the difference. I think we're going to see clean air this year.
Appearing on the NBC News broadcast Meet the Press, Riley said he's convinced that formation of a cabinet-level Department of the Environment will help make further progress on the crucial problems of pollution and the Earth's resources. Hundreds of anti-nuclear demonstrators are expected again today at the Energy Department's nuclear test site 65 miles from Las Vegas. In the past 2 days, Nevada police arrested more than 800 people on trespassing charges. The protesters want the U.S. to stop underground tests. About 40 adults and children suffered minor injuries last night when a train on a roller coaster at the World of Fun amusement park in Kansas City, Missouri, ran into the rear of another train. The mishap occurred on the opening day of the park's 18th season. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
Hi, it's Chris with Coldwell Banker. That house down the street sold for the asking price.
At Coldwell Banker, the most important part of helping you sell your house is staying in touch, and we guarantee it in writing.
It's Chris with Coldwell Banker. Your open house is Sunday.
Keeping you informed means there's less anxiety and no mystery.
Chris with Coldwell Banker. I've got 2 offers. Let's talk.
The preceding messages were brought to you by Coldwell Banker, the home sellers, a member of the Sears Financial Network. Some offices independently owned and operated.
Here they are, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm every girl's dream.
The Laker Girls.
And every man's fantasy. Fame. The girls are my best friends, and there's nothing like all that attention from all those men. When you're a Laker girl, it's more than just a game.
A world premiere movie, Laker Girls.
Ouch! It doesn't get any hotter than this.
Tuesday on CBS.
Today is Census Day, the once-in-a-decade population count mandated by the Constitution. Census Director Barbara Everett Bryan says it's important for all Americans to fill out and return the census form sent them in recent days because the count has a lot to do with political representation and grants of federal and state aid.
The census was put in our Constitution for the purpose of dividing up the seats in the House of Representatives among the states. It's been used in more recent times for dividing the state legislatures proportional to population.
Brian Everett says the names and information provided are kept secret from other government agencies for 72 years, so no one should be afraid that census data will be made public. Today is also the day the minimum wage is raised, up 45 cents to $3.80 an hour with a subminimum training wage for certain teenagers. And if you're riding an Amtrak train on the new daylight time schedule, a strict no-smoking policy becomes effective today. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.